Mosaic Templars Cultural Center is celebrating the grand opening of their new children's gallery with a free family event September 18th. Guests can participate in both indoor and outdoor activities and explore the new exhibit, Same, Different, Amazing. The new gallery is part of a larger $1.3 million renovation project that's expected to be completed by spring 2023. To learn more about the new Children's Gallery, which has been about 5 years in the making, I'm joined now by Keith Fletcher, Director of Mosaic Templars Cultural Center, and Raven Cook, Director of Education. Thank you both for joining us. So tell me, is it typical for a Black History Museum to have a Children's Gallery, or is this unique?
For me, in my opinion, in all the years that I've been working here and visiting museums, period, it's not typical. You know, I've been saying that when I first started working here at the museum, I always wanted like a space for kids, particularly because I had a child and I knew what it was like to like bring her into the museum with me. And I think it's great for kids to learn like right alongside parents. And so I would, you know, try to explain to her and let her push the buttons and things like that. But I just want it, you know, as somebody who loves kids and who thinks it's as equally as important that they receive what we receive, you know, it's like, why not? But I had never seen like a for real, real like children's interactive space inside of a Black History Museum. So, you know, we like to think and say, you know, that we're doing something that's kind of out of the box, but for sure not out of the box for Arkansas, not out of the box for Mosaic Templars.
For sure. So the title or theme of the new gallery is Same, Different, Amazing. What inspired this line of thought and how is it reflected in the exhibit?
For us and for me, you know, the importance of and what we saw, you know, doing the research is oftentimes, especially I know in my generation, we were taught that different is not something to be discussed, that different is to be ignored. But in a polite Southern way, you know, like we just don't talk about that. Like, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. But what it did is it proved and it's shown the opposite. And in the research that we've done for the exhibit, what we learned is oftentimes exclusion, anytime there is exclusion, it's not the same. So what we wanted to show with the title is that different is amazing. And that there is nothing wrong with being different and that we have some things that are very alike that are the same. And we have some ways that we are very different, but whether it's the same or whether it's different, it's all amazing. And so with that title, we want parents to begin to recognize and understand, and even kids to recognize and understand that, you know, it's okay that that I have, you know, braces or that I wear, you know, glasses. Like that is all, it's all in the mix. And, you know, we want to have an inclusive environment that's open and accepting of all people.
So how big is the space and what are some of the exhibits or interactive pieces to this that families will get to explore?
It for sure is an intimate space. We actually ended up taking one of our changing galleries and a little bit of space that we actually used to use for storage. And so we combined that space to really create a unique experience for parents and for children that are entering the space. So there's a lot of different areas and points of connection and of touch. One of the areas that families and parents and adults will see when they first walk in is they'll get a chance to see a landscape and then different buildings and then different types of dwellings. And so in that setting, again, we want to show that, you know, again, we all may live in different communities. We may all live in different environments, but we also at the very basic level for our little ones, because the space is designed to grow with your child. So whether your kid is, you know, zero or one, and you're just talking about the fact that they're houses and then the houses, the facade actually opens up. And so when it opens up, there are different activities that the children and families will be able to interact with inside of the building, different families, right? Families who look differently inside of the space. So for very little kids, they'll be able to see, oh, there are some people who live in these places and they all look different and they can play with them. But then again, the space goes all the way up to 9-year-olds. I like to say even adults can learn in the space. We can talk about housing, you know, housing discrimination, housing inequity, and those types of things. So the conversation can grow depending on the age of the kids who and the families who come into the space. There's another area as you move along that outer wall. It's an interactive touch screen. We have about 30 characters of different ethnicities, of different religions, of different income levels, of different abilities. And so parents and kids can touch the screen and pick one character. And all of the characters have amazing, beautiful names. Everything from names, there's actually a background story for every character that we design specifically for that interactive. And some of them are even brothers and sisters. And so a child or a parent can pick one character and then kind of like it rolls and it'll randomly pick another character for the child. And it'll show them how the two are different and then how the two are similar. That is probably, I think, Raven, would you agree, probably one of the most popular places in the exhibit?
Yeah, the visual, the interactive is really a special place. Kids are drawn to it. So really getting to have them be able to look at some of these characters and really start to investigate the difference is a really important element. And to add on to Key's, assessment of the space, like, when you move to that opposite side, to the furthest side, you have this place where students are able to discuss how they see themselves in relationship to the world, which is really important, right? So we know that kids are still like learning who they are and things like that, but the ability to define oneself for oneself is power, right? And that's it's a very important part of the Black experience, right? So this ability for one to define themselves is a beautiful part of the Black experience that hasn't always been a part of it. So within that, for this exhibition to be within the museum, where we're trying to tell the story of Black self-determination and Black self-definition, and then to have a space where students can come in and define themselves in relationship to the world, and then think about how they could use those things to help others and how they could use those things to see other people's difference and connect and how they see themselves. It's a beautiful space and one that really does some really important foundational work in this time that is so necessary. So I'd add on those stickers that you can put on the walls that give students the ability to say, I play basketball, but I also am kind and I'm funny and I'm this and I'm that. Like, that's a very, very important part of development for kids. And it also gives space to be able to, for parents to kind of learn how their kids are seeing themselves and to be able to support them in their development.
To give kids the option, the ability, right? We know that there is power in voice. And so to allow them to be able to openly, you know, verbalize, you know, how they see themselves through their own eyes is really a powerful part of the exhibit.
The Children's Gallery is going to have a grand opening celebration on September 18th. What type of festivities do you have planned?
So we've got a big day set up. Part of it was making sure that the activities that students would do were in alignment with what they would be seeing in the space. So one thing that we'll be doing is encouraging them to define themselves for themselves by doing an I am amazing walk. So they'll get to take leaves in conjunction to the season, right? And get to color them and then write why they are amazing. And then we'll take that and present it as an art piece in our classroom. So that way they can come back into the space and see why they're amazing, but also why other people thought they were amazing too, and maybe find connection. But also we'll have them doing some really interesting things that are also in alignment with this space. So in the children's gallery, there's a tree with fingerprints on it. And just to kind of highlight these ideas of difference but sameness, right? So we'll have an activity that does that work of looking closer at our differences using our fingerprints, and we'll have the parents and students do it together on a small card. That'll be a take home for them to be able to share. Also thinking of how we can help others. So making beaded bracelets that they can share with their families, or hoping to get them out to essential workers that are thinking about helping and are helping right now in the community.
Definitely sounds like a fun day. This has been a few years in the making. So how are you all feeling about finally being able to welcome the public into this new space in this celebratory way?
It is very surreal for me, only because I was here before the museum was actually opened. And so I was able to, you know, see what it was, and to be able to hear the ideas and the vision that our amazing ancestors and directors and folks that worked here before us, like I was able to see that vision, right? So to be one of the remaining folks who are now, like, I'm seeing walls come down, like I'm seeing spaces be completely transformed. It is very surreal. And I'm so proud of the work that our team here is doing. And I love that the museum is moving forward as history is moving forward. You know, often people get stuck and very stagnant, but just to have a space like this that talks to families about intersectionality and about how we're all different, like that is, to me, that says a lot about where we are as a museum, but also where our state is, and that we are, we know enough now to know that these are the conversations that we need to be having with our kids. And so if we are teaching these things to our kids very young, I feel like we, that they are standing on our shoulders, and that we're doing a pretty darn good job here at the museum, and that families and parents are too. So it's a pretty amazing thing to be able to experience.
Congratulations on reaching this milestone, and best of luck with the grand opening on the 18th. Thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for having us.